This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That we're obeying the law.
How hard is it for rogue agents to make the FBI or the CIA look bad and maybe mess up an investigation or turn it the other way?
If you have a rotten apple, if you have somebody go rogue on you, it can obviously do real damage, and it takes a long time to repair that. So that's why internal discipline is so important inside these agencies.
I want to put up something that Chuck Schumer tweeted, the Senate Democratic leader. He said that this of these Republican attacks, the Republican attacks on the credibility of the FBI and DOJ are playing right into Putin's hands. They constitute an attack on democracy itself, and I urge the GOP and the press to stop peddling delusions of secret societies and deep states and coup d'etats. Is the minority leader being hyperbolic, or do you agree with his assessment on that one?
Well, let's just say that I've had the experience of having these kinds of attacks come from both sides of the aisle.
I know you have.
This is not strictly a Republican issue. And frankly, when individual members, particularly if they sit on these oversight committees, go rogue themselves and outside of the discipline and the order of the committee, then that creates a problem both for the agencies, but also in terms of the credibility of the Congress.
When you hear. Yeah, the problem is when you have somebody going rogue down line, that's one thing. But when you have leadership that seems to be collusionary here, Scott, I mean, if there's any collusion, I mean, you go, whoa, wow, and conspiratorial. You've got elements at the very top of the agency that are involved here that are very tainted. Now, you would think if there's any kind of credibility whatsoever, there would be a three-alarm fire drill on getting this, resolved, exposed, cut out, and cleaned up. But there just seems to be more cover-up that just gives you the sense that it's a lot worse than we think. You know, kind of what Chris Farrell was suggesting here, that we're still at the tip of the iceberg, and there's so much more to understand that, this kind of stinking thinking and this deep state type of stuff. I know it sounds, you have the sense of, oh, gosh, I got to check and see if I've got a tinfoil hat on my head here. But this is what they lead us to believe. And it's almost like they're happy to lead us this way, because then the mainstream media says, oh, they're just a bunch of tinfoil hat people. And so don't give them place. We'll invalidate them, because this is the art form of our current culture, is that if I can take you out of the conversation, I can invalidate you and suggest that somehow, you're some loose cannon or irresponsible individual or somebody that's not very intellectual, then, your opinion doesn't count. But our founding fathers were real clear about, first of all, the First Amendment right for freedom of the speech. The reason that we have that is that sometimes, you've got to be able to, at least in the absence of direct fact, at least say, hey, this is what I'm feeling. I mean, this seems to be the indication here. And let's, if the facts are worthy to discern here, then let's pursue those facts. And it would seem that in this specific case, when you've got such a powerful entity like the FBI, just raising more questions than answers. And as we discussed with Chris just a moment ago, is that all these loose strings, and you go, what's at work here? I mean, this is really deep, and all indications are is that the White House is implicated here. Now they have the art of plausible deniability, as we've gone through enough of this stuff, that they'll find a way, and they're pretty good. I mean, they know how to skirt around these issues. I mean, the Clintons are 10-degree black belts in obfuscation. So it will continue, and I don't know if we'll ever know the truth, but it is worth it to know if we're going to get this country back on track.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour as we sync up our watches together. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, our gift to you. And, chime in. Your voice is not invalidated, okay? This is the place where your voice is important. It needs to be heard. As you heard me say often, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And this is why we especially like our next guest, because he's full of the facts, let me tell you. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. William, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Bill.
I want to talk about the Pilgrims. Now, this is a new book, right? The Treacherous World of the 16th Century?
Right. I sort of give the prequel to America's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes through what was happening in Europe with the Ottoman Empire, with Persia, France, and Spain. And we see and appreciate the Pilgrims even more when mm-hmm. we realize how totally separate they were from the existing global system.
Right. Hey, Bill, let me ask, because I've been dying to ask you this question here, if I might say, because this is something that's been coming out, and I want to make sure I'm not in some sort of echo chamber here. But when I look back in history, from my purview, it seems that every major consequence within this country of the United States of America, and maybe we could even take it back further, that there have always distinctly been people of faith that have led the way to any positive change to any culture. Is that a fair statement?
It is. And that's what I bring out in the book. And mm-hmm. you see, the Muslims conquered North Africa. People forget mm-hmm. it all used to be Christian. There, mm-hmm. St. Augustine of Hippo was from Carthage. Today, that's Tunisia. There used to be 250 Catholic dioceses along North Africa. Then Muslims conquered the Middle East. They conquer into Turkey. Back then, it was all Christian. It was the mm-hmm. seven churches of the Book of Revelation were all there. And then the Muslims invaded Spain, held it for 700 years. And as they were invading into Greece, they were destroying churches and libraries and museums and artwork, and all the Greek scholars flee to Florence, Italy. This starts the Renaissance.
Mm.
And the Greek scholars also flee with their Greek New Testaments. This lays the foundation for the Reformation. Now, the Reformation, you had Martin Luther begin it, but there were some princes that wanted to break away from Rome, and they saw this as their opportunity, and so they made their German kingdoms Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately you had the King of England wanting to break away from Rome. He actually wanted another wife.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And brought the Reformation.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, if you're not going to get the right answer from one pope, hey, let's go make another one, right?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Henry VIII was married to Catherine of Aragon. She was the daughter of Ferdinand and Isabella, the ones who sent Columbus to America.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry wanted to divorce her because she didn't have a son, Catherine of Aragon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Pope would not recognize the divorce. because she was, after all, the daughter of the most powerful guy in the world. And earlier that year, 1527, Spain invaded Italy and imprisoned the Pope for 6 months. So the Pope didn't want to get on the wrong side of Spain, and so he refuses to recognize Henry's divorce, and Henry decides he's going to make himself his own Pope. Starts the Church of England, puts himself on as the head, goes on to have six wives. 3 years earlier, Henry had killed William Tyndale for translating the Bible into English. But now that he's splitting from the Pope, his advisors say, you need an English Bible, just like the German kings got a German Bible.
Exactly.
And so they scramble, and they basically take William Tyndale's work, and they recover it. It's called the Great Bible. They spread it all around England, but something unexpected happened. People began to read it and compare what's in this book to this king divorcing and beheading his wives. And so a group started that wanted to purify the Church of England. They were nicknamed the Puritans. And the king obviously didn't think he needed purifying, so he persecuted this group, and he instituted an act of uniformity. Yes, you can read the Bible in English, but you've got to believe it exactly the way I say. And so another group split off, said, hey, we're going to meet in secret. They're called separatists. They got captured and drug into the Star Chamber, and they'd get their noses cut in half, branded on the face as heretics. But eventually a group of them fled to Holland and then fled to America. We call them pilgrims. And so, yes, faith is what motivated them, and the freedom of conscience. That's an American Christian contribution to the world. European Christianity, you just believed the way the king did,
right,
you were burnt at the stake. You had dissenting groups, but they would always get captured. And, of course, in Muslim countries, you believed the way the Sultan did, or you got killed.
Exactly.
Freedom of conscience was an American Christian contribution to the world.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're enunciating, because this is really key when you think about what is that that consistent linchpin, so to speak, that North Star for humanity. It is the issue of liberty, isn't it?
Well, it is, and interestingly enough, the concept that God is love. So if you want somebody to love you, love by nature has to be voluntary. And so God put the tree in the garden, says, Adam and Eve, don't eat from it, but it's your choice. Gave the children of Israel the law, says, here's the blessings, here's the cursings, please choose life, but it's your choice. God doesn't need our love, but he wants it. He says, I'm a jealous God. But for our love of him to be loved, it must be voluntary. And so this is where the founders understood that we have to give people the freedom of choice. There was a Baptist dissenter in England, Thomas Hewells, and he said, if the king can stand there on the day of judgment and answer for your conscience, fine. Believe whatever the king tells you. But if the king's not going to be there on the day of judgment, you are accountable for your own conscience.
Exactly.
And, of course, the king didn't like that. He wanted everybody to obey the way he did. But the book, it's called The Treacherous World of the 16th Century. You see how dangerous it was, and you had to believe exactly the way the kings did, or your life was in danger. And now Spain ended up becoming the largest empire in the world. Charles V, the Philippines were named after his son, King Philip of Spain, and then he had all the New World. He's using the gold from the New World to fight the Muslims from taking over the Mediterranean. That's right.
Yeah.
The largest battle on the Mediterranean, the Battle of Lepanto, it's 1571. There's 230 Muslim ships powered by 15,000 Christian slaves under the deck rowing the boats for the Muslims.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, there's the Holy League, where there's 200 of the Spanish and Genoan, Venetian, Austrians. They didn't get along. The Pope Pius V had to twist all their arms to fight together. They would only do it if Charles V's son, 25-year-old Don John of Austria, would lead them. And the day of the battle, the wind is against the Holy League. They're floundering. And the admirals tell Don John, you know, we can always fight another day. And he said, no, he gets them on deck. They pray. While they're praying, the wind changes 180 degrees. And the Muslim sails go limp, and the Holy League fills up, and they plow in. They capture or sink 200 of the 230 Muslim ships. Breaks the back of the Muslim control of the Mediterranean. Now Spain could have cleaned up the Mediterranean, freed it all from the Muslims, but instead Spain decided to squash the Reformation in Holland and in England. and they sent the Iron Duke of Alba into the Netherlands, and he butchered and had his men rape and kill and left piles of bodies in Antwerp called the Spanish Furies.
Yeah.
And he sends his armada to England.
Bill, let me hit the pause button for real quick because we got to go to break. Bill Federer is with us, so we're going to pick up right where we left off on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez,
You know, it doesn't keep them from crying, does it? I tell you, this is why we got to stay on top of things, ladies and gentlemen. For so long, we let it go into this situation. What I'm coming to realize, Bill Fetter, that our founding fathers put the responsibility of the government right square on our shoulders. And when we ignore that reality and we abdicate our true authority position, that's when America, you know, goes off the rails. And Donald Trump, when he came into office at his inauguration, said that he was returning the country back to the people. And I think it's one of the smartest and most profound things he had to say in that inauguration speech, and still very much overlooked. It's something that the mainstream media called as was dark. Somehow that was dark in their interpretation, maybe because it meant that they weren't going to be the power brokers that they had previously had been.
Well, you know, you bring out a key part of the book that I wrote, and that is there were three types of colonies: company colonies, proprietary colonies, royal colonies. What's the difference? The king's in charge of all three. The company, he gives some rich guys a monopoly, and he doesn't have to take a risk or spend a cent, but he gets a percentage of what comes back in. Now, interestingly, during the Reformation, prior to the Reformation, there were no companies in Europe. If you wanted to do something like go sail around the world, you needed to find a king or some rich guy to underwrite you. When the it was a sin to pay or receive interest, called usury. When the Reformation happened, now people could invest money in a boat going to Indonesia. When it came back filled full of spices, you get paid a profit. And so the first company was the British wanting to sail north of Russia to China. Didn't quite make it. They froze in the ice. It turned into the Muscovy Company. But the Dutch invented an East India Company, and it became the richest company, more powerful, more profitable than all the other companies combined. And so any farmer, baker, cook, farmer could invest money in a boat, go into Indonesia, came back, so they'd get paid a profit. If the boat sank, they invented insurance companies. If you wanted to sell your ownership in the boat, you would go down to the Amsterdam Stock Exchange. Right. The brand new thing they invented. When the Dutch settled New Amsterdam, they had a New Amsterdam Stock Exchange down by the Wall or Wall Street. When the British took it over, it turned into the New York Stock Exchange. So the Dutch invented this way of amassing money to do endeavors. And so you had company colonies. The second is royal crown colonies, where the king sends over a governor. Third is a proprietary colony, where the king gives the whole colony to a friend. So Lord Baltimore got all of Maryland. William Penn got all of Pennsylvania. Now, when the Pilgrims were coming to America, they were going to join the Jamestown colony and submit to its government, which was underneath of the king. They got blown off course 500 miles. They land in Massachusetts, and they try going around Cape Cod, but it's the graveyard of ships, all these shifting sand shoals, and they almost sink. They go back to Cape Cod. The captain of the boat says, get off. It's too dangerous to sail anymore. The Pilgrims say, we got a problem. Who's going to be in charge? There's no king-appointed person on our boat. They do something unique. They give themselves the authority to start a government. It's called the Mayflower Compact. We, in the presence of God, covenant ourselves together to form a civil body politic, to pass laws that we think most necessary, unto which we promise all due submission. Simple. Revolutionary.
Right.
The whole world is ruled by kings and pharaohs and emperors and Caesars and Kaisers and Khans, and here you have this little boat, this little polarity change taking place in the hull of this Mayflower boat.
On a boat. Incredible.
Bottom-up form of government, not a top-down form of government.
Uh-huh.
And where did they learn this? From their pastor, John Robinson. He was one of the founders of the Congregational Church, where everybody in the congregation votes. They simply took their church model and made it their government model. And this worked, and it became the model for the New England colonies. And that's why Connecticut is called the Constitution State. And then that became the model for the U.S. Constitution. And so these are pastors and their churches founding communities. And anyway, it's the idea of a bottom-up form of government that's drawn from the Bible.
Yes, exactly. And here it is. And probably why there was such, you know, even from its institution,
It wasn't like it was smooth sailing, so to speak. I mean, you had resistance because you had antithetical forces that the last thing they wanted was a bottom-up type government.
Yeah, it's interesting, Virginia. When it was a company colony, went bankrupt, the king sent over a royal governor and wouldn't give him any money. So the governor got all the farmers in Virginia together and says, figure out how you're going to pay me. And so they have to meet, and they call it the House of Burgesses. Burg means a neighborhood. There's like 20 different Burgesses, and they meet. And they said, who's going to pay what? And then they say, well, you know, who's going to take care of fixing the roads and the bridges? Well, who's going to take care of defending against the Indians? And it backdoored them into a legislative assembly. As long as the royal governor got his money, he really didn't care what they did. And
right.
So they had 150 years of practicing self-government before we actually had independence.
Amazing the trajectory that this was going on. You know, and I was thinking, Bill, if we can rewind just a bit when you were talking about the Spaniards having a chance to, put a decisive blow on, the Muslim chaos that was created. They lose sight of God's intention, and then they go and attack God. What comes to mind again is the word that comes from the Bible says that a nation without revelation, a nation without vision, you know, and that vision is godly revelation and understanding, will perish. Cast off restraint, go into chaos, and this is what happened with the Spaniards, is it not?
Well, it is, and also with the French. So Francis the First, King of France, he's captured in a battle in Italy, and he's traded off to the King of Spain. He said, I lost all but my honor. Anyway, the King of Spain forces the King of France, Francis the First, to give up some of his territories and then finally let him go. So what does Francis the First do? He goes and makes a treaty with Spain's biggest enemy, the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
I mean, the rest of Europe wanted to excommunicate Francis the First. What are you doing? You know, and so now France is helping to arm and train the Ottoman Turks. And so what do the Turks do? They conquer Hungary and kill the King of Hungary, King Louis.
Mm.
And so here you had France making a treaty with the Ottomans. And it's interesting the political dynamics that are still at play today. You got some people recognizing the Islamic threat and others are making money off it. You know?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Incredible how pervasive in these roots, how they go back. So as you're unwinding this, I mean, do you have like light bulbs flashing off around you each time as you, pull these strings of history?
Yeah, it's fascinating how it all comes together. Another interesting thing was Europe used the Julian calendar, went back to Julius Caesar, moved the beginning of the year from March 1st to January 1st, and he moved it from a lunar calendar to a solar calendar, and a 4 years, 365 days with a leap year. Well, it was 11 minutes off, and finally in the 1500s, Pope Gregory decides to fix it and skip a leap year. Every century that's divisible by 100 but not 400, a little complicated, but it's accurate. I mean, we're still using the Gregorian calendar today. It took 150 years before the Protestant countries agreed to it. So for a century and a half, you got two different calendars in Europe, the Catholic countries, and then 10 days later, you have the Protestant countries.
Right.
You see a date that'll say OS for old style and NS for new style. And anyway, that's another interesting thing. You have Magellan circling the world, and then Sir Francis Drake circling the world, and the Age of Discovery. But it sort of sets the stage for the Pilgrims. And of course, the one story that everybody knows, the Pilgrims land, half of them die the first winter. They wouldn't have survived if not out of the woods walks an Indian speaking to them perfect English, Squanto. He had been captured years before, sold as a slave in Spain, hitchhiked his way to England, lived there for several years, gets his way to Newfoundland, has somebody drop him off. 6 months before the Pilgrims land, he finds out all of his tribe is dead.
Yeah. Bill, we're coming down to the end as always, and I'm so sorry, but to be continued, all right?
By the National Endowment for Financial Education. Almost no one is safe from periods of lost income during their working years. In fact, these income losses are so common that 96% of Americans experience four or more of these income shocks, and 60% experience being out of work for a year or more by the time they reach age 70. Ted Beck, President and CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education.
Well, one of the best ways to plan ahead to make sure that you're not as vulnerable to income shocks or surprise expenses ranging from your car breaks down, something happens to your house, a medical bill, is really to build an emergency savings account. It's okay to start with $500 or set a goal for $1,000. Over time, you will build that up and you'll be much less at risk from those surprises going forward.
For more information on how to prepare yourself for unexpected expenses, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
And we're here to help you remember. This is our commitment to you as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk Super Bowl, okay? You know that little thing that's coming up, that most people are talking about. We've got Super Bowl mobile tech. Brian Meekham is with us. He's a tech expert, vice president of the West Area Network for Verizon, and the architect behind Verizon's network prep for Super Bowl Sunday. At the Super Bowl, you know, everything is huge. The best teams, amazing commercials, reliable network that'll make Super Bowl 52 the game where fans share the most mobile phone data and social media access in history. It continues to grow every year, and you know it's going to be the biggest ever this year. Here to tell us about the tech plans, as promised, is Brian Meekham, the architect behind Verizon's network prep for Super Bowls. Brian, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing good. It's 6 degrees in Minneapolis, but we're living the dream.
Well, perfect. I mean, that's where Mission Control for Bill Martinez Live is right there. And, so Scott and I are always having fun talking about the weather. I mean, it's 6 degrees. He feels like it's a heat wave, you know?
T-shirt and shorts weather.
From California, this has got my attention.
Well, I'm the same way. I'm in California right now, and this is what I'm used to. And I left Florida, and they were, it got a little cool there. It was getting, every once in a while, it was getting down into the 40s. And, of course, all those snowbirds, anything less than 60, they get real cranky,
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's talk about the wireless communication network at the Super Bowl. Break it down for us.
Yeah, we built the most tech-advanced stadium in the United States, so U.S. Bank is going to be an incredible experience. There's tweeting and posting and snapping, you name it, they're going to be able to do it. So let me give you some numbers behind that. We put in 550 miles of fiber to support over 1,200 antennas. So let me break down the antennas for you. 1,200 antennas for the largest crowd that we expect to use the most data in the history of the Super Bowl. We have a Verizon-exclusive handrail antennas. We have under-the-seat antennas, we have drink rail antennas, and then we have something we put up on the roof called massing balls. It's an antenna technology that allows us to provide coverage to first responders and down there for the support staff and the teams. So it's going to be a very well-covered, very reliable. You'll be able to get on, use your device, post what you want. It's going to be a great experience for our fans inside that stadium.
Nothing's going to be lagging here, right?
Nope, you're going to be able to get on and use your device. We have also built, I got to tell you, for people who are showing up, there's going to be over a million people show up in 10 days. And we've got the airport expanded. We've added over 500% capacity to this city. We've blown out Nicollet Mall and the Mall of America itself. Nicollet Mall is where Super Bowl Live is. It's going to be incredible. People are going to be able to use their devices. We've put in fiber to take it to the streetlights and utility poles where we hang small cells. They blend in. You barely know they're there. But when you need to use your device, you can get on. You can use it very reliable.
Brian, this is no small effort here. I mean, how long did it take you to put all this together?
We've been working about two and a half years. So the reason I say 2.5 is usually I've done five of these, and I can get things done in 2 years' time. But when you're dealing with the kind of temperatures and the kind of frost in the ground, they put moratoriums on you, and you can't trench fiber when it's too cold. It tears up the ground too much. So we've invested about $612 million over the last 3 years. We've built this out so that everyone that comes in is going to be able to use their device.
Well, I tell Scott, you know, the guys get distracted over there because they just can't wait to go ice fishing. You know, anytime you can dig a hole in the ice there and go out there and drop a line, I mean, you know, hey, they're all happy. You know, it's a whole different breed of people that like to do that. Yeah.
I mean, personally, I lived here for 3 years a while back, and I did get out and ice fish. Verizon's equipment is actually capable of handling that type of weather. There's no weather we can't handle. In extreme weather, we can go down to very deep negative temperatures. We've also built out our equipment and our construction zones and our sites and our buildings for we call it the Extreme Network. And you know, with Mother Nature, you saw that in the last year in 2017, they really had to step up, and we were there for first responders. Many places I remember hearing after the fires and the hurricanes, internet was down, power was down, but guess who wasn't? Verizon. And if you needed to use a phone, you'd use a Verizon phone.
Well, that's great. Well, see, I keep telling Scott, I go look at these, you know, the what do they call them, the ice houses or the huts or whatever that they, you know, they scoot out there on the ice.
Those are ice huts.
Ice huts, okay. I said, what a man cave. You could do all that. And he goes, well, you know, but you can't put the big screen up there. Can't have that. Hey, why are you kidding me? We got Verizon on our side. We can make that happen.
That's true. We're America's most reliable streaming network, too.
Exactly. Well, Brian, for the fan out there at Super Bowl, what is all this technology going to look like to them?
Well, they're not going to notice it. It blends in. You can barely tell that it's there. You have to have a special eye to see it. It means that when they get in and those big plays happen, kickoff, halftime, when there's a huge play, they're going to be able to use their phone. So let me tell you what happened. In Super Bowl 51, there was 11 terabytes of data consumed. Let me put that in perspective for your listeners. If you were to sit and binge watch, maybe in an ice hut, you could watch HD video for 265 days nonstop. And you wouldn't get to 11 terabytes. So that point being that we expect more for U.S. Bank than 11 terabytes from the last Super Bowl.
Wow. That's going to be smoking. Hey, don't get too close to the ice. You're going to melt the ice with all that electronics going on. What else is Verizon doing beyond smartphones, you know, with your network?
Well, we're building small cells out nationwide. So what I referenced earlier was LTE Advanced Services. We have that in over 2,000 cities nationwide. We're also supporting smart city technology like security cameras and better coordinated traffic sensors. We're making it so that the Internet of Things, when you have millions of devices that want to connect and talk to each other, they all can.
Mm-hmm. Well, just for full declaration and everything, I want everybody to know that Verizon has been my choice of network for, gosh, I think forever, it seems like. And just appreciate all the great work that you're doing and excited to see, what happens. As you say, this is the thing about technology. You want it to be seamless. You don't, if somebody really notices something, especially usually they notice something when it's less than, but when it's more than and seamless, they just kind of, go along, especially, in this space age of communication that we live in where, it's just not fast enough. But when it's moving and grooving, we're all happy campers here, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Bill, when it just works, you're on Verizon.
Yeah. Hey, are the marketing people listening to this, are they picking up, these lines, huh? That's a great line. I like that.
I'm just a network guy. I'm just a network guy, Bill, and I really do love what I do. They could probably not pay me, and I'd still do this because you're mixing my favorite sport, the NFL, with what my passion is, which is building reliable networks.
Well, and what we hope to do.
I'll say one more thing.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I'm with you.
Well, I was going to tell you, to give you perspective, there's about anywhere from 45 to 50, NFL players on a team. I have over 150, three times the amount of an NFL team that will be working at a command center, and that's where I'll be watching the game. And then they're also in the stadium, and they're all over the city making sure that the network is staying up and it's staying reliable. So you've got a really good force of people who take a lot of pride in making sure it stays up.
So who's bringing the guacamole, huh, and the chips?
Yeah.
Do we got somebody in charge of that?
Yeah, we do. We've got pretty good food, too. If you don't have good hospitality.
Well, that's awesome, Brian. Good stuff here. So who's your team this year?
Well, I like reliable teams, and so I know there's not a lot of fans of these guys, but I'm a big Patriot guy, so yeah. I'm hoping that the Patriots pull it off.
Okay, so where can the people go to learn more about the network upgrades or Verizon as a whole, Brian Meekham?
Yeah, really simple. Go to Verizon.com. It's short and sweet. Verizon.com/news. Learn about LTE Advanced. Learn about the Super Bowl. Verizon.com/news.
Yeah, and as you said, if it works, it's Verizon, right?
And it just works. You're on Verizon.
You got it. I like it. Brian Meekham, thank you so much for being with us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus.
The name that still stands above every name, ladies and gentlemen, and the name at which all of us will bow one day. And my hope is that you are there bowing in love and respect for God's salvation and what God gave us when he sent his one and only son. Bob Waliszewski joins us now, focused on the family's director of media and culture. And we're going to talk family movies, especially the latest Maze Runner film, The Death Curse. But before we get too far into that, Robert, of course, last night was the night for music, and, you know, and it got politicized. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's all revelatory. You know, when you look at things that are happening within our culture, it it says a lot about where we are right now.
It does, and it seems like more and more of these award shows, whether they be movies or last night with the music, people want to use their little 5 minutes of platform to make some type of statement. But there were actually a few good statements made among the more problematic ones. I have to think that Joy Villa, where her anti-abortion or pro-life, however you want to say it, apparently hand-drawn a baby from the womb that she put on her large gown to make a statement that and her purse said choose life. And it's like, well, you can't get a better pro-life message than that. And since it's so different than what Hollywood and the music industry expects, you know, they would expect the opposite, that somebody would say, you know, stand for abortion now, you know, and here's a young lady that's going the other way. So
hashtag that, huh?
That. And and Kesha sang once again a song that's very different for her. She's not a songstress that overall
we have found family friendly. Mm-hmm. But she came out last year with a song called Praying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a marvelous song. Mm-hmm. And she sang it last night. And it's about forgiveness. It's about, I hope you're praying, is the chorus. I hope you're praying. And it's just, it's like, I hope she's praying, you know.
Yeah,
and
right.
And it's just a good reminder to all of us that prayer, and especially a prayer for forgiveness, because that's essentially the essence of the song. Somebody's wronged her. She doesn't go into the details. Mm-hmm. And she's really forgiving the person and saying, I'm praying, I hope you're praying, you know.
Yeah.
So a couple of nice little things in the Grammys. I was disappointed, though, I tell you, Bill, that Bruno Mars was kind of swept the night.
Mm-hmm.
with nominations. He has a few good songs, but mm-hmm. He's also a pretty nasty singer. I mean, mm-hmm. Let's do it like Gorillaz. Come on. I mean, it just,
yeah.
He's been invited to the Super Bowl he did last year's. And he is known and he is famous and he's bowed down to, but I would just hope that someday we would say, if we're not helping our kids, sending good message consistently, you're not eligible. Of course, I know my dream will never happen, but I can dream, can I?
Well, yeah. The deal is that, for the sake of Bruno Mars and the people that follow him, the influence that he has, at some point you wonder, am I doing this for good? Has something been missed along the way? And obviously that's yet, to be revealed to him, because as gifted and as talented as he is.
And he is.
He could end up, doing something yet that could be extremely positive. Otherwise, he could end up going the route of so many other talented and gifted musicians, who ignored godly principles.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's
out of the way and.
And for another year, and somebody said, Bob, they like to watch the Country Music Awards, the Dove Awards, because they don't have to worry about language slipping in. The one thing about the Grammys is you got your finger on the mute button at any second, especially when you got family members around, because you just don't. I mean, you just know that some of these are going to go hard on you. It's interesting that. Even in spite of all this, and as much as they would try to control, I always find it quite ironic and a bit humorous in my own way to see how God uses this talent and uses talented people that even sometimes without them knowing it, they espouse godly principles.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We see that in Hollywood, too. I mean, some of the films that even films that aren't family friendly and oftentimes for us in the plug-in area mm-hmm. end up having a really powerful message within. Take a war movie that's just riddled with language and the violence is over the top, but it'll be about one person saving many, many lives, or the heroics, Lone Survivor,
Hacksaw Ridge,
where you're like, oh, what a hero, if we could all be more like Desmond Doss,
yes, right, exactly. Yeah,
the movies.
Yes, let's talk about the Maze Runner film, huh? The Death Cure did well.
It's the third in the Maze Runner series. The first film made $100 million in the U.S., which is good, but it's nowhere near what most of these young adult novel-based trilogies do. But globally, it went on to make a killing, $340 million when you add up all its international dollars. And so, of course, there was going to be a second. The second one made 60-something million in the U.S., not good again. Mm-hmm. But on the international scale, it went on to hit that $300 million mark again. So you knew there was going to be a third, and there was three books, so it was bound to. We'll see how this one does. Kind of started out a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
$23 million is not much to shake
you know, to get happy about for the studio.
Yeah. And the studio is saying, come on, international.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're hoping. Right. Now, from an entertainment point of view, and then I'll talk family friendly, two things I'd like to say. From an entertainment point of view, this one, it kind of lost me even in the first one. Now, even to this day, I'm still trying to think, now, why again did we watch these teenagers run through that maze in the first film? What was the purpose of that? I'm not exactly sure. Mm-hmm. But anyways, in a nutshell, we're living in a dystopian world where most of humanity has been wiped out by a virus. They call it a flare. And apparently, they believe the adults in control that are left believe that the teenage population might have the antibodies to come up with a virus. And if you have to sacrifice a teenager or two to save the rest of humanity, I mean, let's go ahead and do that,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's the premise. And these teenagers are running away from the bad guys, authority establishment. Only this time they're actually trying to run toward the establishment because the main guy, Thomas, is trying to free a friend. Now, that's from a entertainment point of view. Kind of, it doesn't kind of grab me, the story.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, on a family friendliness, there's a lot of language for a film that's geared toward young adults, middle schoolers probably especially are going to this one. A lot of language. The violence can be quite jolting and quite jarring as well at times. And it is a zombie movie because this virus turns human beings before they die into zombies, and of course they got these little creepy zombie things, not little human looking creepy zombie things going around. So anyways, number one film, but it didn't make a ton of money. $23 million to hit the number one spot is not huge, so, but there's still several out in the theaters. I once again say, oh yes, it may not be the number one film that I like, but I'm still celebrating some things that are on the list. So
What else you liking on the list besides The Greatest Showman?
Yeah, you know I would say that one. That's number four.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to preempt you.
No, that's cool. Paddington 2's in the top 10 and made another $5.5 million. Star Wars came in at number 11. My goodness, $610 million in the U.S. alone. It's still making money this year, and it was the number one film of all of last year. And basically only had 3 weeks to work with before it turned into 2018. So in those weeks, it really turned the box office upside down. Forever My Girl, I said, was not the most family friendly. We gave it a 3, but I liked it for a possible teaching moment. I'm going speaking in Houston this weekend.
Right.
One of the things I want to talk about is that sometimes families need to actually go to a movie with their kids that they can say, this one I can teach some lessons with.
Exactly.
And I think Forever My Girl has that possibility.
One of those.
Power came in at number 18, Ferdinand is number 24, and Wonder is 26. Those are all on my list, too. Good films.
Well, that's great. Well, Robert, you know, safe travels, and I'm here on the West Coast. Kind of keeping an eye on Governor Brown, seeing if the state is going to split in two. They offered, I think, 6 different states out of the one. It's madness, I'm telling you. It is total madness here. But you know, sometimes you just, like you say, you have teaching moments, and some of it is just for comedy. So it's good.
Could we trade Puerto Rico for California and keep it a 50-state union?
To be discussed.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.